point between the historic fires to the north in Fort Collins and the historic fires to the south in Colorado Springs. Though there would be no one else in the car, I would not be traveling alone. Along with my atlases and gazetteers, I would carry a box filled with a couple dozen books. Over the previous year, knowing I would be returning to the West, I had also returned to the two writers who had helped me make sense of the region. When I mentioned the names of these writers in the East, I sometimes got befuddled looks. More than once I had been asked, "Wallace Stevens? Edward Albee?" No, I would patiently explain, "Wallace Stegner and Edward Abbey." It was kind of funny, really. Stegner and Abbey were both so firmly entrenched in the pantheon of writers of the American West that if the region had a literary Mount Rushmore, their faces would be chiseled on it. But back east, their names, as often as not, elicited puzzlement. When this happened, I would always rush to their defense. Wallace Stegner, I would explain, won the Pulitzer Prize for a novel one year and the National Book Award for another the next, and single-handedly corrected many of the facile myths about the American West, earning him the role of intellectual godfather, not just of the region, but of generations of environmental writers. As for Ed Abbey, I would say, he wrote a novel that sparked an entire environmental movement,